Mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
Who wants to settle for a single TV? With more TVs, bigger screens, plus our fabulous scenic views, there's more to watch at Twin Peaks.
Hear what owners are saying about Thomas Beach Vacations Owner Services.
I have two properties down here. One stays in the rental pool 52 weeks of the year. The other, I can rent out 3 months of the year. They approach my three-month rental with the same commitment as they do the one across the street. Thomas Beach Vacations, they make you feel like you're part of the family.
Contact Thomas Beach Vacations at NorthMyrtleBeachVacations.com. Customer focus, results driven.
This is an actual customer Google review about George Coleman Ford. Rusty writes, I would highly recommend anyone thinking about purchasing a vehicle to stop in at George Coleman Ford before they make a final decision. After talking with several dealers, my wife and I stopped there. The entire staff was very friendly. Our sales associate went above and beyond to get me a better deal. Ended up with a better truck for less money. Overall, a very good experience. It's simple, my friends. Buy from George Coleman Ford. You'll thank me later.
Buy your Clemson face mask locally and head to the Clemson Fan Shop at ACD Sports in Easley for the largest selection of face masks in the upstate. At ACD Sports, you'll find other great Clemson items like caps, magnets, apparel, decals, clear bags, and more. And Doug and Michelle will be glad to help you with your custom screen printing and embroidery needs for work, schools, and teams. Order your Clemson gear online at ClemsonFan.shop or stop by ACD Sports on Highway 123 in Easley by Chick-fil-A.
Walt Dip Tula Road Rage, we are back. Lots to get to. A couple things. And Rory and Gamecock will get to you in a second. It's pretty rare that on a weekday you have a major NFL game at 5 in the afternoon Eastern Standard Time, but we do. The 4-1 Chiefs are playing the 4-1 Bills in a game that is of vital importance to the standings in the league. And Pittsburgh has not lost yet. The Ravens have just one loss. Obviously, home field advantage doesn't mean what it once did, but do you want to play in Buffalo at the end of the season if you're a visitor? I don't know. And so these games matter. This is a big game today. 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I mean, it's just so odd. It's another symptom of 2020. But the Chiefs and Bills, and I know somebody asked me about this on the text line earlier, and I meant to address it. I apologize. I actually forgot about it. But I didn't have an opinion on it anyway. So this is why. I mean, if you put a gun to my head, I probably would have said Chiefs. But I just because I want to see the Bills' defense step up and play better. And I want to see them establish a running game with somebody other than Josh Allen. But right now, the Chiefs it's been back and forth, and the Chiefs just retook the lead 13-10. So Josh Allen will get the ball back. Another aside, Troy Aikman was asked yesterday about the best arms he's ever seen at a quarterback. And he was asked about Mahomes, and it was suggested, some people say, maybe it's Josh Allen or Mahomes, and Aikman just sort of laughed at that notion. He told you what I told you the first time I ever saw him at Wyoming. Aikman said, oh, no, it's Josh Allen. And he laughed. He said, strongest arm I've ever seen. He said, I went to his pro day. The guy was throwing the ball 85, 90 yards. Exactly. It's not, you know, you want to argue who has the second strongest arm? You could argue amongst a number of other quarterbacks, including Patrick Mahomes. There is no argument. Josh Allen, as I've said 8 million times since the first time I saw him, strongest arm I have ever seen. Ever. And, you know, and again, he's still learning the game and learning the position, but that's a big football game that could ultimately determine what city the NFL the AFC playoffs go through. And we'll see. Again, Pittsburgh and Baltimore both may have something to say about that. The Steelers with an enormous win yesterday in destroying the Cleveland Browns. Now, Mayfield was hurt going into that game with the rib issue, but the Steelers just crushed them. Now, in the process, they did lose Devin Bush, their middle linebacker, and they've had a lot of trouble with that. And Bush obviously has been a huge draft find pick by the Steelers. But the guy who took his place, Robert Spillane, who is primarily a special teams guy, actually played well. So, you know, injuries are part of this process. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers lost Vita Vea, and you might have thought that could be their undoing. It certainly didn't turn out that way. And we haven't got to that game yet, but we will be in a few minutes. Oh, by the way, Ramona, as impossible and remarkable as it may seem, the Chicago Bears, Rory Chicago Bears, are now in first place in their division. Thanks to Tampa Bay stomping Green Bay, Rory Chicago Bears are in first place. Back. Rory, how are you, Rory?
I am fantastic. I couldn't be any better right now. I had a relatively easy day on the rock pile, but it was a day. But, last night after we won, I went through the Bears schedule, and I looked at about the next four or five games, and I said, we'll probably be .500 by the end of November. Well, then I kind of, watched the Packers play putridly and watched the Rams not look too awful good. And we got the Rams next Monday, and then I think we got Tennessee and New Orleans and then Green Bay. You know, I think we could possibly win all but maybe the game against Tennessee. I think Tennessee's maybe one of the best teams in the AFC behind Buffalo and Kansas City. But, boy, the Bears defense, bends and just don't break. They put pressure on the quarterback. I mean, other than a few bad offensive play calls toward the end of the game, I thought they played a pretty solid game. And then again, Bridgewater looked pretty good at times too.
Well, look, basically, this is how you're constructed. All right, you're constructed to win 21-17 every week. You don't have much margin for error. You're going to have to play perfectly. You're going to have to not make mistakes on offense and let your defense win the battles for you. And with Foles at quarterback, he's competent enough that you're able to do that. You were somehow able to steal that game from the Patriots a couple weeks ago, or from the Tampa Bay Bucks a couple weeks ago, and winning that 20-19. And that may prove a big game in the eventual playoff positioning in the NFC. But yeah, look, so far so good. Finding ways to advance and
One other thing, and then I'll let you go. Andy Dalton's getting a start for the Cowboys tonight, and I remember me and you talked about him when he was still at TCU and they played up here against Clemson, and I said, do you think he'll be a starter? And you said, no, I think he'll probably be a pretty good backup. Which, then he ended up starting for Cincinnati for 4 or 5 years.
I never said that. Yeah, what? I never said that.
Said what?
That I never
you didn't
said
think he'd be a starter.
No.
I thought you did. You
no.
Maybe.
Didn't we just do this like a week ago with something? Didn't we just do the same thing we did, right? It doesn't matter. I thought Andy. Okay. What's the point about Dalton in Dallas?
I think Dallas is going to be better off with Andy Dalton. I kind of do.
Yeah,
I
disagree with that.
The game a little. Well, that's just my opinion. All right, well, you have a great day, and thanks for letting me know.
All right, Rory.
Appreciate it, buddy.
You too, Rory. Thanks. Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, I don't think Dallas is going to be better with Andy. And if Dallas thought they'd be better with Andy Dalton, they would have been starting Andy Dalton. Look, Andy Dalton does not have Dak Prescott's arm strength. He doesn't. Now, is Andy Dalton a quality backup in Cowboy land? Was that a good move bringing him in? Absolutely. Absolutely. Could he lead Dallas to victories just like Nick Foles is? Absolutely. And again, the good news for Andy is he has weapons around him everywhere. Could he play well and effectively and lead Dallas to that division title? Absolutely. First of all, the whole division blows out. So could Dalton lead Dallas to the playoffs? Yes. Yes. Yeah, I agree with that part of your sentiment, Rory. Do I think Andy Dalton can play well enough to get the Cowboys to the playoffs? Yes. Do I think he's the equal of Dak Prescott? No, of course not. No, he's not. He doesn't have the physical tools that Prescott does. But he's the best Dallas has right now, and it may be good enough. It certainly may be good enough in that division. Gamecock Will and Troy. Will, how are you?
I'm doing good. Well, how about you?
Good, Will. Appreciate you getting in.
I made some close predictions this week, but, you know, I said Clemson 52-10, which I got 10 right, but, you know, I said I need Georgia Tech stunt. Then I said Alabama 44-31. I was close.
That's right, you did. Yeah, you get a road rage applause for that, Will. You did indeed.
You know, me and Bama Paul's only two that picked Alabama on your show, so.
Oh, no. No, everybody picked Alabama.
Not on your show.
Yeah, on my show. I didn't have anybody picking Georgia. There are a couple people on the text line, I think, that picked Georgia. But I don't remember anybody picking Georgia.
Well, I mean, like I said, Waddle, you know, you can say Trevor's the Heisman all you want, but don't count out Waddle yet.
I gave Waddle as my preseason dark horse Heisman candidate and said that he's the most explosive player in space in the game. And one of the five or six most explosive I've ever seen. So I'm certainly not counting him out.
Well, I know you've been bragging on him, but to me, he's the best player in the country. I don't care what nobody says, but I mean, ain't nobody can guard him. But, you know, Georgia just don't have the quarterback, I don't think. What about that guy's trusted, hurt his knee, and I guess JT he's second string right now.
Yeah,
Wayne, you think Georgia would be better off with him?
Well, you know what I was wondering during the break is, I actually was thinking about this during the break. I was thinking to myself, where is Jamie Newman today? What is Jamie Newman doing today? Is he off, like, in the mountains checking out the fall foliage? Is he, what is he doing? Is he taking in an afternoon movie at the local movie house? I am still shocked at that decision. I've been shocked at all his decisions. I don't know who advised Jamie Newman, but whoever it is a dumbass. I'm sorry, because what Jamie Newman should be is the quarterback of the Georgia Bulldogs. And I don't know why he's not playing football. I just don't know who would have advised him this. You basically were a starter for less than a year. So why would you not be playing football? You need to play to get better. It's not just about whether you get there. It's about getting better. It's about learning defenses and learning coverages and improving every element. You've not played enough football to be really good at anything. And you had an opportunity to be the starting quarterback at Georgia. Now, look, I don't know if the things that Georgia was saying publicly, which I never understood anyway. I don't know why they said the things they said. But the starting quarterback at Georgia should be Jamie Newman. He's off fishing somewhere or doing something that it has nothing to do with playing football and bettering himself. And it's just, it's still a mystery to me.
Let me get to Carolina right quick.
Yeah.
Now, I think Carolina's doing a little bit better with Bobo as an offensive coordinator. Don't you agree? I mean, part of play calling. But as far as, now I'm with you. I'm still not crazy about Colin Hill. Now, where would Carolina be right now with Helinski? Well, if he was.
I think you'd be at least as good. I think Helinski is better than Hill. I just do. I think he's better. He's a bigger, stronger, better athlete who hasn't had all those injuries that Hill has had. And I still don't understand that. I'm not going to pretend to either. But, I mean, Colin Hill is fragile, and he looks fragile. He looks, for a guy who's 6'5", he looks puny in the pocket. He does not stand tall or strong. He cannot take any pressure around him. I don't know. I watched Ryan Helinski last year as a freshman stand tall in the pocket against Alabama. I mean, I don't know. It's a mystery to me. He knows the offense. That's apparently all that matters today. He knows the offense.
Because they're a quarterback sneak, he ain't going to get maybe a half a yard.
No.
I mean, he just can't run the ball. I mean, at least Helinski, I mean, he will try to get 4 or 5 yards instead of a half a yard. I mean, but it's... I mean, I feel like Carolina's improving, but I mean, like I said, this is a free year for Muschamp. I mean, I think they're going to get one big win a year. And I think Muschamp really saved his job this year against Auburn. But, I mean, I'm still with other callers. I mean, I ain't crazy about Muschamp. You know that. But, I mean, he's still recruiting. But But let me ask you one more basketball question. I hang up.
Yeah.
No, let's Seventh Woods. What do you know about him in basketball? Has Frank Martin really been bragging on him?
Well, I mean, he's played a lot of basketball, most of it as a backup. Thank you, Will. But he's played pretty well when he's had the chance. Look, I think South Carolina is going to be a good basketball team. I think they have a lot of answers. I think this state is going to have a really good basketball year. All right, Troy and Joe, I'm coming right to you. Troy, I know you've been hanging a while. Don't go anywhere. Troy and Joe coming next. Let me tell you about Kiwi Financial Group. My guy, Greg Wales, Clemson grad. Greg's the man. Look, 100% independent advisor. Greg will design the plan that fits your financial picture. Every personal financial situation is different. You need a different up-to-date plan, not some cookie-cutter, one-size-fits-all formula. Financial planning is more than just choosing your investments. It's a big picture analysis of your entire financial world. Investments, minimize risk from bad stocks and funds. Social Security, there are 314 different choices. A married couple, ways a married couple can start to accept their benefits. How are you going to navigate that without Greg Wales? The answer is you're not. It's one of the most important decisions of your financial lifetime. Health insurance, life insurance, protecting your family from dying too young, retirement planning, estate planning, being certain your heirs get what's theirs and minimize probate taxes, college planning for your children and grandchildren to maximize college financial aid opportunities. Look, Kiwi Financial Group's on the mission to have a positive influence in our clients' lives. Call Kiwi Financial today, 864-654-5043, 864-654-5043, or toll free, 800-585-5816, 800-585-5816. Or stop by their office in Clemson at 402 Pendleton Road, right next door to Max Driving. All right, Troy, Joe, Big Bad Bob, and we get back.
Have you searched all over for your family's vehicle and can't find it on the lot? With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Proudly serving the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers and home with a lifetime powertrain warranty on all new vehicles. Conveniently located at 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson and only 25 miles from Greenville and online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
It's bow time. Some folks say, don't call it a comeback. But when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender glory, and you can snap up two of them for just $5, go ahead. Call it a comeback.
It's bow time. McDougald Funeral Services offers wonderful choices to celebrate a life. Choose a century of compassionate integrity from four generations of one family. Have your choice between McDougald's traditional or uniquely custom services. You can choose a funeral home with total financial transparency. And now, it's a more local choice in Pendleton, Townville, Sandy Springs, and surrounding areas with the fall opening of the Pendleton Center. When it's time to remember a lifelong legacy, put your trust into a confident choice. McDougald Funeral Services.
Coach Dabo Sweeney here from the Clemson Tigers. Just like high schools across the upstate, Clemson fans love football. But one thing I love more than football is my family. That's why we talk to our three children about alcohol and other drugs. Alcohol is the leading cause of death among youth. But the truth is, most upstate youth aren't drinking or using drugs. Remind your teenagers that most teens choose to be healthy and drug-free. Talk to your teens about drugs and alcohol. They will listen. For more information, go to phoenixcenter.org.
Thompson and King want you to know that there has been an important change in veterans' rights. Vets or widows of vets who served in Vietnam in the Navy may now be able to receive Agent Orange benefits. Public Law 116-23 is known as the Blue Water Navy Vietnam Vets Act of 2019. These Blue Water claimants may also be eligible if their claims were previously denied. If you or your deceased spouse served in Vietnam in the Navy, please call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com.
Be sure to visit Your Pie Clemson for all their new lunch specials. Try a custom 7-inch pizza made just the way you like it, hot and fresh out of the oven with a cold drink for only $7.99. Or if you need a little more, try their Pick 2 lunch special, including a 7-inch custom pizza and choice of two sides for only $9.99. That's a pizza and two sides. Choose from a soft drink, side salad, chips, gelato, or brownie for $9.99. Ditch the fast food and choose fresh. Your Pie Fresh, 111 Earl Street, downtown Clemson.
Relax. Ride with Founders. Refinance your new or used vehicle from another financial institution and lower your rate by 1% to a minimum of 1.99% for auto and 4.99% for RVs. Or purchase a new or used vehicle and Founders will deposit $100 into your Loyalty Select account. Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership and start saving today. Membership qualification required. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and I want to thank you. There are literally thousands of insurance agencies in the upstate, and my company, The Insurance Source, was just selected as the best insurance agency in the upstate for the second year in a row. We have an incredible team, and we love what we do. When it all boils down to it, our job at The Insurance Source is to help people. How can we help you? Do you need to make sure that you have the right plan for your business? Do you need help with service issues? Call us at 864-467-8738 for a free consultation. I'm Guy, the Insurance Guy. My company is The Insurance Source, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
Interested in a career in healthcare, manufacturing, or computers? How about paying tuition that's as low as $35 per credit hour? The South Carolina Workforce Industry Needs Scholarship is available this fall for students majoring in critical workforce areas. The Tri-County tuition rate applies to residents of Anderson, Oconee, and Pickens counties, but other eligible SC residents receive significant discounts as well. For eligibility details and a complete list of majors, go to tctc.edu/scwins.
The flagship station for Clemson Athletics. We are the Roar.
People say I'm the life of the party, cause I tell a joke or two.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. George the Texter says, at least George was throwing them first down. They did some of that. I mean, he said, it seems like every time George pressured Jones, they got a defensive holding call. Yeah. Look, there have been articles already written today from Georgia sources complaining to the SEC about the officiating and all that stuff. And I don't normally abide by any of that, but there were some clearly bad calls made against Georgia. There just were. I mean, blame it on anything you want. There were some penalties in that defensive secondary that were just unbelievable, just atrocious calls that were pointed out even by the homer that is Danielson. So, yeah, there was some of that. And I'm not saying that's why Georgia lost the game. Georgia has to do some things better. And part of it has to be the plan. The plan has to be better. They've got to better utilize their talent. They got to identify Pickens. But I can't deny that I had this thought about Newman. And in response to Gamecock Willow asked me about JT Daniels, I don't know what his readiness is. I don't know. Maybe he's not going to be ready till next year. It's not clear to me anymore what his situation is. Before we get going, and Troy, you're up first, let me tell you about the Green Law Firm. Look, I've not met anybody who's had a good experience with the IRS. You're not sure how to deal with the IRS. You haven't filed several years. You filed. You haven't paid. Who knows? Whatever the issue might be, it's a personal matter that impacts your well-being. So don't call some out-of-town 1-800-COMPANY. Give your personal info to some perfect stranger who may or may not work with you. The solution's right here in Greenville at the Green Law Firm. David Greener, by the way, is a Clemson grad, has been dealing with the IRS for over 20 years. David knows all the options available so you can take your life back. Whether they put liens on your property, garnish your wages, whether you have an audit coming up, David has working relationships with local and national IRS agents. He'll quickly get you the right solution. The Green Law Firm understands the ever-changing tax laws and how they can best work to your advantage. You know, here's the thing. David Green can't change your past, but he can certainly change your future. Get the peace of mind and results you're entitled to from the local law firm that's been helping hundreds of folks in the upstate for over 20 years. The professional staff at the Green Law Firm can do it all. Do yourself a big favor. Call the Green Law Firm today for free. That's free strategy session. 271-7940, 271-7940, or stop by their office, 11 McGee Street in Greenville, or on the web, greenlaw.legal. That's greenlaw.legal, green with an E at the end. All right, a lot of good callers on board and some Georgia callers, which is good because this thing needs to be discussed. Troy, how are you?
Hey, Walt, how you doing, buddy?
Good, Troy. Appreciate you getting in.
Well, you know, I always have to call in and congratulate whoever beats Georgia. So hats off to Alabama and their football program and their fans. Congratulations on the win to them. They were the better team. Oh. They won the game. So hats off to them.
Yeah, and I credit you for that, Troy, because you always do that, and Alabama deserved to win.
By the way, I think that I already pointed out Justin Fields was Jamie Newman's advisor. That's where he got that advice from. At least that's my opinion. I think Justin Fields is the one that told him to hit the road.
It's hard to believe. It really is. It's impossible to believe that you could be playing for one of the top programs in the country and you're sitting home twiddling your thumbs. I don't know what you're doing when you should be playing football. I mean, if he had played 3 years as a quarterback, that'd be one thing. But the guy's basically played 1 year and at Wake Forest.
Well, we sure could have used him this weekend, I'll tell you that. You know, I'm like all the Georgia fans. I love the mailman, but you know, he can't get taller by the SEC championship game. And if their plan is to just keep him in the pocket and stick their hands up and bat balls down, unless you're going to roll him out every play, there's not a whole lot to be done about that. Now, instead of having him throw the ball 40 times, you might want to run the football some. In particular, at the end of the half, when, you know, you've got 3 points in the bag, you're looking to get 7, you don't have to throw it 3 times in a row. If you run it on first down, you have 1 timeout. You run it on first down, bleed some clock. Then you can throw it on second down. You either score a touchdown or it's incomplete. That stops the clock. Then it's third down. Hopefully you're closer to the goal because you ran on first down. Then on that critical third down, you can either run or pass because you have a timeout. But, you know, I mean, that's just my opinion, but I think they should have bled some clock, and that would have stopped that field goal, which really I felt like, you know, changed the momentum of the game, which was really in Georgia's favor, and the Bama went to the locker room feeling pretty good.
Yeah, look, I think that's true. And again, I think there are a lot of things they can do. I mean, from a technique standpoint, there are a lot of things you can do from an offensive line standpoint to get defensive linemen's hands down. So I think there's that. I think you can roll the pocket. I think you can get him outside, which I think he's suited for anyway. You may even have to experiment with his drop. But I think there are a lot of things you can do to counter it. I just don't know that in-game they were ready to counter it. And look, all those deflected passes are enormous. They're drive killers. They're just, you know, they're wasted downs. And I don't know how many there were.
Catching passes would help as well. If the receivers would catch the ball, that would help some too. But really, Alabama's receivers were just way better than ours. Or they made way more plays than ours. Let's put it that way. I thought that our pass rush would negate Jones and their pass. I thought we could negate their passing game with a pass rush, but you know Alabama's offensive line was really able to hold our defensive line. So we, you know, hats off to them. You know, I thought we'd be able to get to Jones more. And then you know, I thought our secondary, I thought they'd be able to stick with Bama's receivers a little better, but you know, they were really able to just push away from our secondary and, you know, outplay them. So congratulations to them. Hats off to them. I'll let somebody else get in here, Walt. Oh, by the way,
Troy.
We're going to get another shot at them, so it's okay. We were playing with house money. It's all good. All right, see you.
Thank you, Troy. Yeah, again, I think we will see Georgia-Alabama too, and I'll just stick to what my belief, and that is I believe Georgia has better personnel, player for player, over that whole roster than Alabama does. And I think the next time they play them, I still believe they'll beat them. I'm not gonna change my mind. That includes if Stetson Bennett is the quarterback. I think Georgia played another half of football. They've got to figure out how to play a whole game, how to support Bennett better. They do have to throw on first down. You can't always run on first down. But I think that there are a lot of things that Georgia can do. Let me put it this way. Georgia should learn a lot from this game. If they don't, then that'll be a telltale sign about the coaching staff, because that defense is still super elite. You're not going to cover those receivers all over the field. Look, I had a couple of these people, and I'm coming to you guys on the phone. So I had a couple of these people on Twitter over the weekend who were like, oh, I thought you said Georgia's defense elite. I mean, honestly, if that's your mind, if that's your thought process, don't even bother writing me. All right, because if that's what your takeaway is, you don't understand the material. If you don't think that team has elite defensive personnel all over and that they're really good, you don't understand what you're seeing. Did Clemson's defense suddenly suck because they give up 600 yards to LSU in the national championship game, or were they just hard to defend? Right. They're just hard to defend. And Alabama has three future first-round wide receivers and an offensive line that has nothing but NFL guys on it. You know, Georgia gave up like 40, but there were three interceptions in that. They added to that point total. There were also some suspect calls. And let's be honest, there were some bad calls that added to that. But Alabama deserved to win the game because they figured some things out that Georgia didn't. We'll see what happens the next time around. Joe, how are you?
How's it going?
Hey, Joe, appreciate you getting in.
I've thought for, I don't know, the past two or three years that the SEC officials have been lousy and probably one of the worst from top to bottom officials in the entire Power Five. So I didn't watch the entire Alabama-Georgia game, but I've seen enough SEC games to probably say that. I mean, they're pretty sorry. Let's just be honest. Across the board, like that Auburn-Arkansas game, that was a ridiculous call, or lack thereof. And then I think there was a catch that was supposedly a catch for the Auburn game that clearly hit the ground. You know, and it's not just one team go one way. It's consistently bad. And I don't know what they pay these guys, but, you know, it's just, it's incompetent to me. That's my opinion of it.
Well, look, I can tell you this. There's a lot of Georgia-centric writing today that is saying that the SEC donated the game to Alabama and that vigorously complaining about the officiating in that football game. And there were some very obvious bad calls in the game. I mean, that quite frankly gave Bama some points that they were not entitled to. But I don't know that it would have changed the outcome. I think that Georgia needs to get better at certain things, and we'll see whether they can.
Yeah, and he's a young quarterback, and he's still learning, I think.
He hasn't played much.
Like Troy said.
He's thrown into the Alabama game. He hasn't played a lot. You know, he's a walk-on who may have seen a lot, but he hasn't played a lot. And he was thrown into the Alabama game. So you think that as a group, they'll learn a little and grow up from it.
And, I mean, when was the last time anybody beat Alabama until Tuscaloosa? Was it like Ole Miss, I think? Freeze?
LSU last year.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that, yeah. A few quick points. You know, I thought Tennessee was back, Walt. You know, I heard it was 1999 again.
Well, I'll be getting to
that. It was pretty quiet. It was pretty quiet in Knoxville this weekend, I'll tell you that. You know, we'll see how it goes. I still think Pruitt's, you know, he's doing an okay job, but this hype train is over, I think, for him. I think they're going to lose four straight. I think that's what's going to happen with them up there. You know, I was definitely pleased and a little bit surprised with the outcome Saturday in Columbia. We got to win against LSU, or if it's just Georgia again, okay? We got to beat LSU, and we got to string together some wins. Miles
it's
Brennan
still
is
a good win, Joe. Joe, take a breath. Enjoy it. It's still a good win. I know you got this get-rid-of-mustiap agenda, but what if it starts to work?
If it starts to work, I'll take my words back. But, okay. You know, we'll see, Walt. Okay. I'm just quietly optimistic. How about that?
All right, that's good.
But I think Arkansas is – Pittman's coaching his butt off. I mean, the guy's doing really good. And I'll leave you with this, Walt. You know, FSU, Mike Norvell, I mean, he did a great job Saturday. You know, to beat North Carolina, I mean – he's going to turn it around eventually at FSU. And I know people want to fire him and everything else, but I don't think I would want to fire him now because he's doing I think he just needs time. It's his first year, for heaven's sakes. But, I mean, that win Saturday, I was impressed. But appreciate it, Walt.
Yep. Thank you, Joe. Oh, Ramona, the Tennessee Vols. You know, Tennessee's back. The recruiting is back. I haven't even got to them yet. They'd have their own special part of the show tomorrow. The accompanied by some classic music. The Tennessee Vols, I mean, I've had people the entire off season sending me their recruiting rankings every day, telling me that Jeremy Pruitt is a god, that they're going to win 10 games, they're going to do this, they're going to do that. And they got crushed at home by Kentucky. Kentucky beat them 34-7. Every time I turned around, Kentucky was running an interception back for a score. Yeah, it looked like Aaron Rodgers last night against Tampa Bay. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry. But I mean, Jared Guarantano was just throwing the ball right to Kentucky. I mean, does Jared Guarantano, maybe he needs some of that LASIK surgery too. I mean, get him in there. Get his eyes checked. Is he colorblind? I mean, what's the issue? It's just, I mean, but here's the thing. Look, Vol fans, I don't want to hear anymore. I'm sorry. You know what? You know, Ramona, so much for me being the Mr. Nice guy earlier. Look, you Tennessee fans, I don't want to hear you anymore. I honestly, I don't want to hear anything you have to say. You know, you're still the same garbage program that you've been for the last 20 years. Not a single thing has changed. You suck. You're an abomination. Nobody gets blown out by Kentucky. You just think Kentucky can't score. You leave them by themselves in a building. They didn't win there in 36 years. You're back and they suck. They hadn't won there in 36 years. They beat your brains in. You're like the fifth best team in the SEC East. That's what you actually are. You're better than Vanderbilt. Honestly, you played South Carolina today. You're not winning that game. I know you won, but you play them today. You play them next this Saturday. You're not winning that game. You're better than Vanderbilt. That's who you're better than. In the East, you're better than Vanderbilt. I don't want to hear about your recruiting anymore. I don't want to hear about how great you are. I don't want to hear about any of that. You're dreadful. You're a disgrace to Rocky Top. Georgia Greg, Big Bad Bob, come right to you. Let me tell you about Harry's. Harry's just came out with their sharpest blades ever. And unlike some of the razor companies, they're not charging you more for their product improvements. Harry's new sharper blades are still as low as $2 each. I love the new sharper blades. No cuts, no burns. I love the flexible soft hinge. It just easily conforms to the contours of your face. You don't get cuts or burns. This is a Harry shave. New customers can try out Harry's new sharper blades for just $3 when you use code WALT at checkout at harrys.com. Other razor companies have increased their prices when they introduce something new. Harry's is delivering the sharpest shave ever, and they aren't raising the prices a penny. These new blades are so sharp that in a study with guys shaving four times a week, guys reported that with Harry's new blades, their eighth shave was as smooth as their first. How do they do it? They own the German factory that's been honing the finest razor blades for over 100 years. They source their steel from Sweden. They own the entire manufacturing process from research and development on. There's no middleman. Harry's has a great offer for listeners of my show. New customers get $5 off a Harry's trial set with code WALT at harrys.com. That includes a five-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Don't forget to use code WALT at checkout to give Harry's sharper blades a try. Georgia Greg, Big Bad Bob, Georgia Jeff, some Georgia flavor late. Not surprised. No Tennessee fans, Ramona. I put an APB out on them. I can't find them anywhere. Big shock. Big shock. You know, 20 years of sucking, and they're worse than they've ever been. They've actually gone backwards. This may be the worst Tennessee team. This stuff about improvement, they're actually getting worse. Again, Kentucky hadn't won there in 36 years. We're late. Quick break.
Hey, Tiger fans. Fall is in the air, and sitting by the fire pit at Lakeside Lodge Clemson overlooking the lake is the place to be. Whether you're watching football with other Clemson fans, relaxing by the lake, or enjoying delicious food and drinks at Traditions on the Lake restaurant, there's no better fall retreat than Lakeside Lodge. We have everything from three-bedroom suites to studios that you can rent for a weekend or own to use as often as you like. Come see for yourself and take a tour. Go to LakesideLodgeClemson.com to find out more.
This is Line X Country. Hardworking and built Line X tough. Accessories and customization that go beyond the bedliner. Way beyond.
Come see us today at Line X of Anderson.
Yes, indeed. We're talking some mighty fine eating at the Chicken Basket in Anderson, home of the best fried oysters this side of the Carolina coast. Now with a brand spanking newly remodeled dining room. The Chicken Basket, Highway 24 in Anderson.
Why shop Reed's Jewelers? Better yet, why not? Reed's Jewelers invites you to make them your jeweler, and you'll soon discover why so many like you now shop Reed's. From their award-winning staff to their impressive selection of jewelry to their customer-friendly financing, Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, invites you to join the thousands of customers who have started a relationship with them. We'd love to see you. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, next to Belk, online at Reed's.com.
If you've been accused of a crime, injured due to someone else's actions, or hurt on the job, you need to act quickly. Your freedom, medical care, and future are at stake, and the outcome of your case could have a huge impact on your life. Call Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, today to get you the best possible outcome for your case, including the compensation you're entitled to. Criminal, personal injury, and workers' comp. Get the advantage of using your local hometown attorney, Nick Lavery. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680.
It's race time. Yep, that's right. It'll be here before you know it. March 13th is the date for Seneca's Half Marathon and 5K. It's going to be a wonderful event coming up in March, so you need to go ahead and start training. The reason we're on the radio early this year is we're offering early bird registration fees. That's right. You can sign up for the 5K for only $15 between now and the end of October. And for the Half Marathon, only $40. It's a two-week early bird offer. You need to go online at gogreenevents.com, or you can just go to our Facebook page and type in Race for the Green. There will be a link there you can go to and sign up. Just like always, we're going to have that wonderful swag that we have all the time, like those big, beautiful half marathon medals. And plus, we've got a bottle opener 5K medal. And we're going to have that for every 5Ker that finishes. Sign up today. Take advantage of the early bird offer going on through October 31st. It's brought to you again by some wonderful folks, Santee Cooper and 313 Cafe.
Quack, our friends at Subway in Clemson are having us back for a special Tigers for Tatas broadcast October 21st.
That's right, Kelly, and we'll have the brand new t-shirts and, of course, wristbands, all in support of Tigers for Tatas and the All In Foundation.
Not only that, we might just have a special guest on air with us as well.
Interesting. Noon to 3, October 21st at Subway in Clemson.
All in support of Tigers for Tatas and the All In Foundation.
Out of bounds, on the road at Subway of Clemson, October 21st.
Anderson County is a great place to live and work, play, and worship. Samantha Porter, the Anderson County Environmental Educator, encourages residents to reduce, reuse, and recycle. You can recycle plastic bottles and jugs, mixed paper and cardboard, clear, brown, and green glass, aluminum, and steel cans, use motor oil and cooking oil, tires, and electronics. If you have any questions, please call Anderson County Solid Waste at 260-1001 in regard to recycling and proper waste disposal.
Hurricane season is upon us, and winter weather is just around the corner. Don't let bad weather leave you in the dark. Be prepared with a Generac automatic home hole standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Power Pro Premier dealer. Ready to serve you? Give Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey from 105.5 sent you.
No one plans a plumbing problem. Lucky for you, Roto-Rooter is there 24/7, 365, just like they have been for over 30 years. Locally owned by proud Clemson alumni, they'll handle anything. Plumbing inside or out, home or business, from sinks to disposals to septic tanks. They are the experts, serving the upstate and western North Carolina. Call 288-7686 or online at rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name,
and away go troubles down the drain.
All sports, all the time, from the Roar, 105.5 in Greenville and Anderson, 97.5 and AM 1560 in Spartanburg.
Yeah, you know, Ramona, I'm attracted to this Tennessee stuff like a bug to light at night. I wanted to save this for tomorrow, but and I'm coming to you on the phone lines. But you know, here's their little win streak at the end of last year that they were so proud of. They beat a South Carolina team that was decimated and losing every game. They beat UAB. They edged Kentucky 17-13. They edged Missouri 24-20. They beat Vanderbilt 28-10. Oh, and they needed an onside kick and a miracle to come back and beat Indiana 23-22. That's the little win streak that they were so proud of that was indicative of future success. Well, I got news for your future success. Here's your future success. You won your first two games. You definitely don't want to play South Carolina again because they beat you by 14 points if you played them today. You beat Missouri. You got drubbed by Georgia, in which you had the last three quarters of the game. I think you had like negative yards. Maybe you had 10 yards. You lost to Kentucky, not in basketball. You lost to Kentucky by 27 points at home. First loss to Kentucky at home in 36 years. Now you're going to play Alabama at Arkansas, A&M at Auburn, at Vandy, and Florida. How many of those games you winning? How many? You might beat Vandy. On that, you're losing every one of those stinking games. You're going to be a 3-win football team. And then you can tell me about your recruiting and all that stuff and how that works out for you. Honestly, that loss Saturday, that killed your program. Whatever you thought you were going to be or was going to happen, you're done. You're toast. The program, over. Georgia Greg. Greg, how are you?
I'm good, Walt. I hope you're doing well.
Yeah, thank you for getting in, Greg.
Oh, yeah. I went to call just to follow up a little bit with your optimism. I'm going to try and have a little today, too. And I wanted to talk about the things I think Georgia has to do. First of all, I will say this. The past 2 years where we got beat in the second half by Alabama, I really didn't feel like our offense could have done much more than it was doing. I do feel like our offense this year has potential. It just had to produce, and it didn't. So I think there is a little more hope in the offense than, you know, the past 2 years with Fromm. I really do. I think as far as JT Daniels goes, I think you'll know this off week comes now at a good time. If he's mobile, he might get a start. But if he's got issues with his leg, Bennett's probably beating him out in practice, and that's not going to change. So we'll know what Georgia's going to do with quarterback the rest of the year, probably when we line up against Kentucky in 2 weeks. And I just, you know, and it's like you said, if it's Bennett, you better design more rollouts. You better just get in more practice where people are jumping in his face all the time and come up with a better, you know, more comfortability with doing it. And so I think that's what a quarterback is. I do think tailback, I think you're going to have big plays against Alabama. I mean, even Zamir was averaging 5.7. That's great, but that's about as far as he's getting. I think Milton's going to have to get up there sometime because I think he gives you the potential for the bigger plays, and you're going to have some against
Alabama. Look, here's my question with Zamir, and I've not seen anybody address this, and I'm sort of curious about it. He looks like a different guy, body type-wise. Was that by design? And if so, why? Because he looks like a completely different guy. He looks like he's 15 pounds lighter than he was a year ago. And if you didn't know him, you wouldn't know that was the same guy. I mean, he came to Georgia as a big back. He's not a big back anymore.
You think maybe the surgeries, the doctors told him it was better?
I don't know.
You know, maybe lighter on the knees if he had. I don't know.
I'm thinking that they wanted him to get a half step quicker, and so they advised him to, and with the training staff, worked on him losing weight. I'm not sure that was a good decision.
He's not a cutter. He's not. He's a steamroller. And if so, I agree with you there. One other thing I noticed, Walt, I don't know, and I thought this was pretty big. Our defensive ends have been setting the edge every game, and they seem to get pulled inside more than they should. And all of Harris's runs were starting in the middle, nothing there, break to the outside.
Yeah, bounces
and,
outside.
I think they have to do better this next game at resetting the edge like they were doing. I don't know. I just felt like he got outside easy a lot more than anybody else has recently. And they got a big offensive line too. I'm not going to lie.
They got washed down a few times, but I also think that, you know, this is part of the stress that Bama puts on you with their ability to spread you out. It's obviously what LSU was able to do to people a year ago, and they have some of those same type ingredients. But my guess is that Kirby is sitting there today thinking that he should have gone after Jones more, that he needed to hit him and affect him more, because it doesn't matter how good you are at everything else defensively.
The first play of the game, it worked. You're right. You probably needed. I agree, because you're going to give up the big – I mean, Waddle's going to get his. He's going to break those. But if you start making Jones feel uncomfortable, maybe he doesn't hit him stride for stride.
Look what Tampa Bay did to Aaron Rodgers as that game went on yesterday, as opposed to like the first quarter when they weren't really affecting him and Rodgers had sort of carte blanche to do what he wanted. After that point, Tampa affected him for the rest of the game, and he just crumbled. I mean, and that's Aaron Rodgers. So don't tell me the country singer Mac Jones won't crumble if you get in his face and you hit him.
And Georgia had been doing that. So I don't know if we just couldn't get there. You're right, though. We should have had some more exotic blitzes. But hey, at the end of the day, in the second half, the offense had to produce, and they didn't. And that's going to be the difference in the next. Whenever we beat them, will be the game, like you said, where our offense plays 60 minutes of football. Because Alabama's going to get 30 something points. We just got to get more.
Yeah, you've got to be able to score, and Georgia has too many of these games where they score 24 points in the first half and then they scored nothing in the second half. Now, it wasn't necessarily a lack of aggression in this game, but it was still a bad plan. It was not a good design, and you're going to have to be smarter in the way you use Stetson Bennett and what you get out of him. Greg, I appreciate the call. Yep. I got to run.
Thank you.
Look, I have a lot of things I didn't get to. Big bad Bob. Bob, I'm sorry. Georgia Jeff, I'm sorry. You guys call me tomorrow, and I'll put you right up. I promise you. I just think Georgia's going to have to be more innovative in the way they use Stetson Bennett and how they support him. You're still going to have to throw in first down. You can't be hyper-conservative. But the offense was completely out of kilter and out of whack, and you can't have 8-10 passes batted down. Walter Tula, Red Rage.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Nationwide on CBS Sports Radio. This is the Zach Gelb Show.
Hour number two of our radio program. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio.